The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' mind, more important is the one who does the will of God. The other time, when Jesus was in with the crowd, and someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers is waiting for you outside." Then he stand up, pointing each one of them and say, "Ho, I'm my mother, my brother and sister. Those who do the will of God are my brother and sister." So in the heart of Jesus is always, we are one with him. So in the first reading, exactly what Paul is telling the Galatians. Since we are baptized, we have the same faith, we are no more Romans or Jews or Greek or anything, but we are one in the Lord. And as a matter of fact, that's why today we come together. We are one, no matter we are religious or lay people or anybody. But we are one in the Lord. That's more important, because the one who does the will of God is the one who is united with him. So not only our habit, not only the way I'm behavior, it's more important than my heart is really one. By living the will of God, by living his life through the Eucharist, and this is the unity that's most important. And all more important also, to treat each one of us as a real our brothers and sisters, not someone else, but outsider. They are all in, because we are one in the Lord.